South Africans are generally relieved that government has embarked on the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Nurses, doctors and other frontline workers are in the front of the queue to receive the vaccines, with the Cape Town nurse the first to receive the jab. President Ramaphosa and his health minister, Zweli Mkhize, also received vaccines yesterday. On the same day, the University of Johannesburg and the Human Science Research Council held a seminar on the findings and analysis from a COVID democracy survey. Joining us on the line to tell us more, we have UJ Professor Kate Alexander. Kate, good morning to you. Welcome, and we really appreciate your time.
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners.
Give us a bit of background to the COVID democracy survey.
Well, we've now undertaken three rounds of the survey. We started right at the beginning of the COVID crisis, and the one out we want to talk about was conducted at the end of December and beginning of January. Hmm. And the key finding for this discussion is that overall we found that the population of South Africa that wants to take the vaccine definitely or probably amounts to 67% of adults in South Africa. So that's the key figure, 67%. I say about because it's broadly representative of the national population. We undertook the survey online, and then we have to weight it, and we weighted it by three variables: race, age, and education. And that gives us an approximate figure for the total population. So the numbers are not just from the survey itself. They're based upon the sample after the weighting.
Is that good enough for herd immunity?
No, it's not good enough. 67% is the same number as often given for herd immunity, population immunity. But we have to take into account the full population for this. The survey is just from adults. So if we expand to the full population, and if it was only people who are 18 years or older that were going to be vaccinated, then we'd have to have all of the population, all of the adult population being inoculated. But that's not going to happen. If we go down to people who are 12 years and above, there are trials going on with the vaccine for people from 12 and above in other countries, then the figure comes down to 90%. But it's still a very big figure. And that's why we think that education around the vaccine, winning an argument that everybody should take the vaccine, is so important.
Now, how did the sentiment shift from the first survey to the second?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't ask this question the first survey or in the second survey, and we've only asked it this time. But we do have some comparative data. The comparative data comes in particular from Ipsos, the international survey, is working for the World Economic Forum. Their methodology is slightly different because their sample is different, smaller. And so the total numbers are probably less reliable than our own. But they're consistent in their methodology. And when what they show in terms of the South African population is that the proportion of adults wanting to take the vaccine is consistently less than for 14 other countries. So if I go back to August, the comparative figures are 74% on average for the other countries and 64% for South Africa, so 10% less. In the most recent survey in January, the figures were 73% and 61%, so 12 percentage points less. Now, our own survey shows something slightly more favorable in terms of South African adults, but still less than the average for these 15 countries. So there's a problem there. On the other hand, our data does show that there are certain areas where people are willing to take the vaccine in large numbers. And some of this we can see in terms of education, we can see it in terms of race, and we can see it in terms of two other important variables: people's politics, the extent to which they think the president has been doing a good job in handling COVID in particular, in terms of the kind of media that they use for information about COVID-19. But let me just add one more point from the Ipsos information. What they show is that the biggest improvement between December and January was in the UK. In December, 77% of the population, of the adult population, probably are willing to take the vaccine, what we call the acceptance rate. So So it's gone from 77% to 89%. So 12 percentage points in 1 month. And of course, UK is a country where in this period between the end of December and now, there's been a very big increase in the number of people taking the vaccine. It's the largest number of people taking the vaccine proportionally of all other countries that they surveyed. So it does seem as if once people start taking the vaccine, the word gets around. You have people going onto social media or Facebook and so on, showing photographs of themselves being vaccinated. So it creates a knock-on effect, other people wanting to take the vaccine. In the case of Britain, a lot of the people who have been vaccinated have been older people to start with, and then it scrolls down to younger people. So that's the approach they've taken there, as well as some people in the health sector. So these are the people who are directly promoting the vaccine. It hasn't just been top politicians, but it's been done from below as well.
All right, Prof. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.